All right, I'd like for you to please tell me your name and tell me a bit about yourself.
Oh, my name is Mary Morris. I've lived in Gilmanton all but 6 or 7 years of my life.
Mm-hmm.
And I suppose the first time I went to Old Home Day was 80 or 81 years ago, probably.
Wow. What was it like back then?
Well, I can't remember that.
Yeah.
When I remember what my mother told me about it when she, in the early part of the 20th century, of course, they didn't have the beanhole beans. People baked beans and donated them.
Mm-hmm.
And the ladies served ice cream, homemade ice cream. You went to the schoolhouse and sat down, and they waited on you there.
Mm-hmm. Well, that sounds like fun.
Yeah, I expect. And then later on, the young people put on plays here in the meeting house.
And, oh, wow.
And the money from the tickets went to help pay for Old Home Day.
Oh, that's great. What do you think has changed about Old Home Day these days?
Well, of course, we always used to have a band. That was one thing.
Do you think there are any differences today than there were back then?
Oh, there are lots of differences. For a while, they used to have a baseball game, and there was a little while when they had pony pulling. And,
oh.
And then they used to have horse show tournaments for a while. And I remember somewhere around, probably in the 1940s, they had a nice parade.
Oh, wow. Was that just that 1 year?
I'm not sure if they had it more than 1 year or not.
Mm-hmm.
I think they used the stagecoach that belonged in Gilmanton at that time.
Mm-hmm.
We used to see it by the tavern in at the corners.
Yeah. What were your fondest memories back then about Old Home Day, you know, as early as you can remember?
Oh, seeing my friend Laura Page was one of the best things.
Oh, that's great.
Every year we'd get together at Old Home Day.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of little girls my age would meet each other then. We'd all walk along hand in hand.
That sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah.
What are your favorite parts about Old Home Day today?
Seeing all my old friends and relatives and my new friends.
Mm-hmm. Where did you go to school when you were younger?
I went to school in Lower Gilmanton at Potter School.
Mm-hmm. What was that like?
Well, of course, it was a one-room schoolhouse with all the grades from 1 through 8, but not some years we didn't have certain grades because it depended on how many kids the right age were there.
Sure.
I think the most kids we had in our school was 15, and we had 10 part of the time.
Wow. As you grew up with your family, what sort of things did you do?
Well, our family didn't have a car, and that kind of limited some of the things we did.
Mm-hmm.
But they had neighborhood, they used to have birthday parties at different people's houses in the community. And we had church in the summers for a while, and we had Sunday school year round. Sunday school sometimes at church and sometimes in the people's homes.
Mm-hmm.
And the Lower Gilmanton Community Club in Gilmanton used to put on a play every June. And at one time, the 4-H Club put on entertainment Old Home Night.
Oh, yeah?
And then later on, another group of people of different ages put on plays, and that was a lot of fun.
Sure. Did you get married, or are you married?
I got married, but at my home in Lower Gilmanton, where my brother did live, where my sister-in-law lives.
Oh, yeah.
Down the road from where I live now.
Mm-hmm. Did you have children?
I have 4 grown children and 7 grown grandchildren.
Wow. Well, that's nice. Mm-hmm. What are your children's names?
Oh, my goodness. I have Jesse and Jeremy and Joel, who are Donald's kids, and I have John and Nathan and Elizabeth and Tommy, who are John's kids. Bessie
wow.
is here with us today,
yep.
And so is Donald.
Oh, that's nice. What are some of the things you're doing today at the Old Home Day?
Oh, I'm working on the art show.
The art show? How long have you been doing the art show?
Oh, off and on for 50 years.
50 years, wow. What's involved in putting on the art show?
Well, first you need to send out notices to prospective artists and have notices posted here and there.
Mm-hmm.
And you need to choose 3 judges. Then you need to put articles in the paper to tell people about the art show.
Sure, yeah.
And the Thursday before Old Home Day, artists bring their works in to be registered and hung, and Friday they're judged, and Saturday we hope everybody looks at them.
Oh, great. Are you yourself an artist?
No, I am not. Oh, but my husband was, and was in one of the earlier ones to be working on the show.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Can you think of any other memories that you'd like to share from when you were younger or past Old Home days or as growing up as a kid?
Our family had a family orchestra, the Geddes Hillbilly Orchestra, and we played Old Home Day. They used to have afternoon programs, and we often played then.
Oh, that's nice.
And I also remember we always used to have politicians talking on Old Home Day, and they had some kind of entertainment, some speakers on the platform of the church here.
Yep.
We kids had to keep quiet while the speaking was going on.
That sounds interesting. Were there a lot more people here back in the earlier days of Old Home Day?
I don't think so.
You think it was about the same? All right.
Probably about the same.
Sure. Any other memories or thoughts you'd like to share?
Well, you know where the tables are set up under the shelter there. You know, that used to be the horse sheds.
Oh, yep.
There's a wall and back that they took out, you know, when they converted it to the shelter for the tables.
Sure. Well, that's nice. All right. Well, thank you so much for talking to me today and telling us this.
Well, thank you for asking me.
Yep.